Well, this is something else. Wasn't expecting this, but some members of the Edmonton Oilers have showed up. What a nice surprise this afternoon, taking a look around. And right across from me, it's Evan Bouchard. Hi, Evan.
How are you?
I am super fantastic. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Of course, defenseman with your Edmonton Oilers. Why are you here?
Give back, see smiles on kids' faces. It's always nice to see that. It's been hard to kind of do the past few months with COVID last year and stuff. So to finally get out and see some kids, it's always great.
Yeah, tell us about that. I know that goes way back to the days of, Wayne Gretzky and all of that. That has been something that the Oilers team has made sure to be a part of. Tell me about that, from the organization standpoint, from the team standpoint, why that's so important to you and your fellow players.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's huge for the players, the organization, because the community gives so much to us, and doing something like coming to the hospital to see everyone put smiles on faces, it's always good. Like I said, great to give back and to see smiles.
Give me an idea. Evan Bouchard, by the way, joining me this afternoon. Of course, Edmonton Oiler defenseman Evan Bouchard joining me. Last year, Ben Stelter, such a huge part of the team and that playoff run, and his parents were on the show this morning. Can you give me an idea of, take me back to last year and what it was like to have Ben around?
Yeah, he's just such an inspiration to not just us, but to everyone out there, the way he fought. And we obviously really, really miss Ben. He's like I said, an inspiration. And if we can give back and help kids need it, always good to do that.
Yeah, and what was really something else, and I don't know, maybe we were just watching it from outside as fans, but it seemed that there was a little bit of a spark there. Did Ben bring something to the team at that time?
Yeah, 100%.
Did he?
It felt like we were playing for a little bit more than hockey. When we had been around, it was kind of, for him, we wanted to win for him. We know it meant so much to him. So it kind of brought extra spark to us.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. And someone said, and I can't remember who it was, but we realized that there was something more than just hockey last year. So when you hear La Bamba now, when that rings out, when you guys win a game, boy, oh boy, it still must put a smile on your face.
Oh, yeah, it's, you can still remember him saying it. It's great. It's a song that means a lot more than just a win song. It brings back good memories, and it's definitely a song that I'm going to remember for forever.
Oh, well, you know what, Evan? What curious, when you go into one of the kids' rooms and you have a chat with them, what is that? I mean, I'm sure that their eyes just light up, but what does it do for you?
It kind of just brings you joy. Like I said, the community gives so much, and it's not just the kids are excited. It's a lot of people, parents are excited to see, but to see kids that really recognize you, it's really an honor to kind of get to see them, just have a conversation with them. Talk about a little bit more than in hockey. You get to talk about life and stuff like that.
Well, good luck. Is there a game tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yes.
Tomorrow, then the All-Star break, and then you're off for a little while. So thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. I sure appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Take care. Evan Bouchard joining me this afternoon from your Edmonton Oilers.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.